Wife of Taiwanese activist jailed by China to attend State of the Union. By John Hayward on February 5, 2019. Li Qingyu, the wife of imprisoned democracy activist Li Mingche, will attend President Donald Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday night as a guest of Representative Chris Smith, RNJ. Li Mingche, a citizen of Taiwan, was arrested in mainland China in 2017 for subverting state power. The Taiwan Association for China Human Rights, TACHR, which has long demanded Li Mingche's release from prison, said on Monday that Li Qingyu arrived in Washington on Sunday seeking help for her husband under the Taiwan Relations Act, which specifies the preservation of human rights for Taiwanese citizens as an objective of the United States. Chinese authorities have denied Li Qingyu permission to visit her husband on the grounds that she distorted the truth about how he has been treated in Xishan prison after a visit in December. She said Li Mingche has been subjected to inhumane treatment, including forced labor, and has lost an alarming amount of weight, a particular concern given that he suffers from hypertension. International human rights groups criticized China for keeping Li Mingche in jail for over 170 days before giving him a trial and extracting a forced confession from him, in which he claimed he was led astray about China by Taiwanese media and came to appreciate how civilized the mainland is after his highly educational sojourn in Chinese prison. China has also been condemned for holding Li incommunicado and moving him between prisons for unclear reasons and without proper notice. Li Mingche, 42, has become a major point of contention between China and Taiwan, whose government joined much of the international community in demanding his release. Li was on a trip in March 2017 that took him through Macau and onto the mainland Chinese province of Guangdong, where he abruptly disappeared. It took 10 days for the Chinese government to announce they had arrested him for pursuing activities harmful to national security, subverting state power, and attacking Chinese society by encouraging multi-party rule. Li allegedly colluded with a Chinese dissident to spread social media posts that attacked and wickedly smeared the Chinese government and promoted Western-style government for the communist mainland. Critics denounced his arrest as part of China's attempt to squeeze Taiwan into obedience after the election of President Tsai Ing-wen. Taiwanese who frequently visit China for business and pleasure became understandably nervous about arbitrary arrest and detention. Rep. Smith, the congressman who invited Li's wife to the State of the Union address, strongly denounced his sentencing in November 2017 as further evidence that China will go to great lengths to curtail even private discussions of human rights and democracy. China refuses to play by international rules and will attempt to silence its critics, even those beyond its border. It is clear from this decision that anyone in China, including foreigners and foreign visitors, who are critical of the government's efforts to curtail universally recognized freedoms may be prosecuted for attempting to undermine the regime, Smith warned. Smith has held numerous hearings on human rights violations and religious persecution in China, including a July 2017 hearing at which Li Qingyu testified. On that occasion, she referred to the Chinese government as despotic, compared it to a terrorist organization, and vowed the people of Taiwan would continue to resist domination by Beijing. She said her husband's detention is a clear violation of international law and custom, including the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. She recounted threats made by Chinese officials against her unless she remained silent and described a letter she believes her husband was forced to sign. The U.S. has long been the protector of justice, freedom, and democracy everywhere. It has accepted the moral obligation to aid people deprived of their natural rights, she said. Therefore, I stand alone before you today to plead for your help for my husband.